But we must count down the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. People get busy. They don't necessarily have time to listen to us every day.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
Fine, whatever. Do your life. We get it. But that's why we try to condense it down and at least give you the top moments of the week. So you feel like you hit the highlight reel, if nothing else, because you get busy.
Yeah,
you
got stuff happens.
With a lot of hours of this show. And not all of them are A material. Some of them are A-plus material. Now you see what I did there? Antoine is starting to learn something that I've known for a very long time. Lunch is evil. Specifically, yes. Lunch with other people. Lunch out with other people. It's too long. Lunch is long, man, and he's learning it. People who love to go to lunch, go to lunch. It's your entire day.
It is.
Entire day.
And that's what got me.
And then it's just your whole day's gone, too, because you're full and you don't feel like doing anything. You're unmotivated, and it took 2.5 hours, so it takes you another hour to get going. And you think, well, it's 4:30, time to go home. The only time I can go to lunch if I'm on vacation.
That's it. Yeah, it's the only time I can do it. Yep.
I've gotten to the point now where if I have to go out to lunch on like a Monday, my entire week is ruined. Like, it's awful.
It's not a good start to the week.
No.
You're just playing catch up every single day.
I am, and I can't catch up. It's impossible for me. So, I mean, I need an entire week and a weekend to try to reset just from lunch.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It did. It threw me off for that day. It didn't throw off my whole week, but that day.
It'll get there, Antoine. You're getting there. Lunch is a monster, and it never lets up. And you think about it this way, too, Antoine. Like, if you went to lunch with Monica, you would have to sit there and watch her drink her favorite beverage in the world. She won't admit it, but Monica's a milk lover.
Oh, yep, we outed you.
You were trying to mock milk earlier this week. She's over there mocking milk. And then we realize she herself is a milk lover. She loves milk. She lies to us. True or false? You drink buttermilk.
It's been a long time, but yes, I enjoy some buttermilk on occasion.
True or false? You like milk with ice cubes in it.
Yes. Yes. With ice cubes.
Okay. True or false? You love milk.
You're a milk lover.
You're a milk lover.
I don't enjoy it. Oh, it's the last time I had milk. It's been a long
time. You are a milk lover.
It's been so long. But if you're a lover of milk, like you really, you enjoy it every day.
No, whatever. It's too late.
Look at her mouth.
I don't have it every day.
When your mouth starts moving, it's moving. I see it.
You're like, I don't drink milk every day.
These folks that really love milk, they're passionate about it.
It's your people.
It's your people.
Wave to them.
Yep. The milkies.
To be honest, I've never heard you, Monica, say one bad word about milk ever. Yeah. Like, anytime we brought it up in conversation, like, you don't even go, ew. Like, you have nothing but positive things to say
flavored
about milk.
See, and then you got to sit here and try to act all cool, like, I don't really like milk. Uh-uh.
Just admit it.
I don't do milk like that.
You love milk.
My love for Three Musketeers goes with your love for milk.
Yep.
No ill.
My love for black licorice and black jelly beans. Accept it. Accept it, you milk lady.
I'm going to bring you a cart of milk.
Yep.
No.
Monica's the only person. She got her face on the side of the milk carton, not because she's missing. It's because she just loves it so dang much. Yeah, that's what it was. See, and just you never trust what she says because clearly she's lying to herself. She's lying to all of us. And she's lying to the tooth fairy.
Deception. I had to do what I had to do.
Oh, and trickeration. But she had to lie to the tooth fairy. Why?
Hendrix lost a tooth over the weekend. Hooray. Tooth fairy is going to come.
Yeah.
Tooth fairy on the way. Well, it was in a napkin. Came in a napkin. And I said, okay. All right. We're going to put this under your pillow later tonight. And threw away that napkin with the tooth. So what do you do? Because later on in the night, you know, Hendrix right before bed, he's like, ooh, tooth fairy's coming tonight. You know, the tooth fairy. He's like, you have my tooth. I do have your tooth, baby. So I went in the fridge and it was this old ribeye. Right. So I took a knife and I cut a piece of that ribeye fat. Kind of looked like a tooth to me. And I put it in a plastic baggie. And I stuck it under the pillow. The tooth fairy took it.
Mm-hmm. Gave him dinner.
Yep. Tooth fairy's happy
with
that.
Dinner.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tooth fairy's just licking.
You're welcome to the tooth fairy.
Maybe. Or the tooth fairy didn't realize it. And a few days later, when she was trying to figure out why does her tooth bag smell so terrible?
why is it moldy?
What is this? Though I guess I would argue a bag full of old children's teeth probably smells a little off anyway.
Yes.
The ribeye might help cover it up of old, moldy teeth.
It all worked out.
So you're welcome, tooth fairy. There you go.